Thank you, Sarah. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include how roadworks will cause more closures and diversions for the city, and a devastating fire rips through a business. But first, HMRC warns of con men at work.
HM Revenue and Customs, HMRC, have issued a warning about a scam where callers pretend to be the taxman. Households with a landline number should be vigilant of phone calls from fraudsters, as HMRC has cracked down on email and SMS phishing. A rising number of criminals are turning to the traditional method of cold calling publicly available phone numbers to steal money from taxpayers. According to Ofcom, nearly 26 million homes have a landline. Phone scams often target the elderly and vulnerable, using HMRC's brand to add credibility to a fraudster's call. Financial Secretary to the Treasury, Mel Stride, said, "If you receive a suspicious call to your landline from someone purporting to be from HMRC, which threatens legal action to put you in jail or payment using vouchers, hang up and report it to HMRC. The tax authority will only ever make contact for a payment on a debt that you are already aware of after receiving a letter about it."
Staff in pubs, bars and restaurants near rivers and waterways are getting life-saving training from firefighters so they can rescue people from drowning. A new waterside community responder programme has been trialled at Norwich's Riverside. Staff were shown how to use throw lines to get people in trouble out of the water, and the project is to be extended. Almost half of all drownings in Norfolk between 2012 and 2016 involved alcohol. And Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service has carried out risk mapping to target training at areas where people are most likely to get into difficulties. The fire service's Terry Pinto said, "We will be approaching licensed premises in areas of high risk where drownings have occurred, so we can offer training for their staff on how to make life-saving interventions if one of their patrons enters the water. We will work in partnership with the RNLI, who will provide resources and training to our local crews and work with us to train volunteers."
A man caught with about 200 wraps of cocaine and heroin between his buttocks has been jailed for more than 5 years. Hussein Adan, 21, from St Egbert's Way in London, was stopped by police at a car park in Cotman Fields in Norwich. Adan pleaded guilty to 3 counts of possession with intent to supply a Class A drug at an earlier hearing and was sentenced to 63 months in prison at Norwich Crown Court.
Drivers and other road users are facing disruptions and diversions around Norwich this month as a multi-million pound power project and more than £500,000 worth of resurfacing work gets underway on the city's streets. But energy bosses and council leaders say the pain will be worth it with better services and more reliable electricity supplies for homes and businesses. The 6 roads affected are: 1, Reefham Road in Helsdon will be shut for resurfacing work. 2, Galley Hill in Norwich will be shut for work by UK Power Networks. 3, Malpit Lane, Helsdon Road and Jex Road in Norwich will be shut for work by UK Power Networks. 4, City Road in Norwich will be shut for resurfacing work. 5, Hall Road in Norwich will be shut for resurfacing work. And 6, Waterworks Road in Norwich will be shut for resurfacing works.
Norwich is now officially the UK's first sharing city, following a launch event of an initiative which encourages people and businesses to help each other for the common good. The city joins the likes of New York, Barcelona, Athens and Dallas in securing the status. The idea is that groups across Norwich work together, passing on knowledge and expertise to help boost grassroots campaigns and grow businesses. The not-for-profit Norwich Sharing City campaign was launched in 2017 by Flibble, a content and communications agency. The drive has since grown with support from Norwich Business Improvement District. 100 people attended the launch event of the city being welcomed into the family of other like-minded cities as part of the Sharing Cities Alliance.
Firefighters were still on scene as a business owner counted the cost of a devastating blaze that destroyed his building. Flames burned and smoked billowed for more than 12 hours during the fire at Power Tool Services on Ratkeith Industrial Estate. King's Lynn station manager, Mac McLeod, speaking at the scene at Earl Road, said the cause was still a mystery. At least six appliances plus specialist appliances tackled the fire when it was at its height. As the blaze raged, people living nearby were urged to close their doors and windows, while others were told to avoid the industrial estate. No one has been hurt.
New portable CCTV cameras are to be bought, which council officers will be able to train on hotspots of crime away from the city centre. Norwich City Council is to buy the four redeployable cameras, which will be added to three portable ones, which City Hall and the police already use. The announcement that the City Council intends to buy the extra equipment came at a meeting of the full City Council, where community representatives asked for cameras to tackle drug-related crime and antisocial behaviour. Simon Crawford from the Russell Street Community Area Residents Association told councillors that CCTV further afield than the city centre was needed to deal with antisocial behaviour, general crime and county lines drug dealing.
Well, that's all from Bridget and me. Now it's over to Ree Chakraborty and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.